at 91.9 FM KPTZ, Port Townsend. I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz with local news and commentary for Friday, August 11th. The community has lost a much-beloved woman who was a radiant actor, wife, mother, and friend. Consuelo Aruviso Brennan, who was 57, suffered a stroke on July 5th. After fighting so hard, she passed away, her husband, Marshall Brennan, posted Wednesday on Facebook. Consuelo and Marshall were married nearly 24 years and have a son who is 22. Those who knew Consuelo or watched her perform in plays and in movies remember her as a very bright light, one who exuded love and joy. She had a girlish voice to match her petite stature, but Consuelo was a powerful force. She appeared in many Key City Public Theater productions, including Spirit of the Yule, Mercy Falls, and Men on Boats. She was also a director who worked with young people on Shakespeare productions. Her most recent project was directing the Salt Fire Theater Company's production of The Taming of the Shrew, which is playing at Finn River Cidery in Chimicum this weekend and beside the Big Madrona Tree at Fort Worden next weekend. Consuelo is also remembered as a generous mentor who encouraged young people and everyone else around her. Toby McInerney of Port Townsend recalled that when her then 9-year-old son, an aspiring actor, was cast in a movie, she called Consuelo in a panic. The professional theater artist came over to the McInerney home and taught Toby and her husband Danny how to help their son learn 130 pages of script. He's now 11, and his mom is running lines with him for a new play, just as Consuelo taught them to do. She swooped in to support this kid and his parents, Toby wrote on Facebook. It was at a point when Consuelo had absolutely no time in her schedule to do it, but she found it, quote, just to be kind and reassure us all. What a woman, end quote. Starting on Sunday, drivers can expect major delays on U.S. Highway 101 around Gardner. Washington State Department of Transportation crews will be working on a fish barrier removal project between Squim and Discovery Bay. The highway will be reduced to one lane, with each direction of traffic alternating through the work zone. This is happening from 7 p.m. Sunday, August 13th, through the evening of next Friday, August 18th. If you're traveling that stretch of Highway 101, you might consider going early or late in the day, or even rescheduling your trip. That way, you can avoid backups, which could be as long as 90 minutes. In other local travel news, on Thursday, the Washington State Transportation Commission approved increases to ferry fares. Starting on October 1st, foot passenger and vehicle fares will go up 4.25%. At the same time, the commission decided to increase the discount for multi-ride passes by 1%. And on October 1st, 2024, ferry fares will rise again. That increase will be another 4.25%. The 86th Annual Jefferson County Fair is starting today and running through Sunday. There are 4-H cats, draft horse pulls, mud drags, a reptile aisle, live music, and lots of other animals, vendors, and food. Among the live entertainment highlights are Joy in Mudville today at 2 o'clock. The Olympic Express Big Band will perform Saturday at noon. Hippie and the Squids will appear on the fair stage on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. The county fair gates are open from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. today and Saturday, and from 10 until 6 on Sunday. A schedule can be found at jeffcofairgrounds.com. Whenever you hear a web address on our local newscasts, remember you can find the direct link to those websites in the transcript of the local news reports on our website, kptz.org. And KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening.